I guess a phrase for this year has been faces change, expectations don't. And our expectations are still the same. Our goals are still the same. And that's to win the championship. That's actually to win our conference first and then to win the championship. So that's been our expectation since I've been here.
Do you think the secondary is much improved with the guys? I mean, bringing Thurman, Rogers, Cromartie, and guys like that?
I think on paper we look real well, but we still have to go out and show it and play together.
Room for all of you back there? It's a lot of cornerbacks.
There is a lot of corners, and I mean it's not my job to worry if who stays or if I stay or not. I just have to keep my head down and just keep grinding. But you're right, there is definitely a lot of great guys too. It's usually when you go into camp, you can kind of tell, or what I've been hearing from like vets, okay, like this guy's a camp body, or you just bring this guy in for camp, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of camp bodies. Like everyone in our secondary can actually play, and everyone has a shot. So I mean, the competition is gonna be great. So that's always good. It's always good to have good competition when you go into camp, because it brings the best out of everybody and forces everyone not to relax. So I'm sure everyone's excited about that.
So when they are signing these guys, are you thinking about that? How does this affect my role?
A little bit. I mean, I think it's natural for someone to think that, especially if the guys are, if you feel threatened by the guys, if the guys are good. But and there's two sides to look at that. You can say, okay, this guy can help the team, or you can say, okay, this guy might take my spot. But like I said, it's not my job to worry about that. I just have to keep my head down and just keep grinding. But with the guys we have now, I mean, we do have a great group of guys.